Oh, no, don't throw that away.
Oh, come on, it smells disgusting. It's been in there for ages.
You know how much I hate waste. We have to be responsible. We only have one planet.
Okay, well, I'm not eating it.
I've heard that before. You'll be singing a different tune when it's got my honey glaze on it.
Honey glaze? Okay, well, I guess I could try it.
I thought so.
All right, Doctor, we'll take the placenta to go.
Hmm? Oh, sorry. I thought you didn't want...
Welcome to Sketching Out.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us again. How are you, Adam?
I'm quite hot.
Oh my God.
It's toasty.
It's toasty. We've got ice packs on our backs, on our bums.
Yesterday, I looked on the Apple weather.
Yes.
And it's
other weather is available.
Other weather is available. But it's right there, so I look at it anyway.
Sure.
And yesterday, there were times where it couldn't report the weather because of the extreme weather.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
as in the person who's reporting the weather had melted.
Something like that. They were kind of inferring that it was so hot that they couldn't even report the weather. It was too hot to report.
Right, their thermometer only goes to 30 degrees. I'm sure it'll only get cooler from here on in, year on year. So it's hot, but we've got all the windows closed. Otherwise, it's too noisy for the
curtains
recording.
Closed.
Curtains closed.
Thick,
warm drapes. Curtains. So we started with a sketch about the placenta.
And how some people have been known to eat the placenta.
Yes. Would you eat the placenta?
No.
No? Back up your argument.
It's not really an argument. It's
okay.
It's just a choice.
No, it's a debate. I'm debating. You're at the UN.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where else they debate. And
I'm saying
you're
everyone.
On the eyes. Eat placenta,
I'm in favour.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your... No, sorry, you're a nay.
Oh, okay.
What are your reasons?
Well, there are a lot of great choices of meals. Mm-hmm. We already have loads of good choices. Why broaden your horizons when you can narrow down on them and blinker yourself in life and the future and just get really good at what you know?
Right.
Like if you have a really good recipe for lamb,
mm-hmm.
Maybe like with some mint sauce or something, refine it. Take some time to know yourself in the kitchen.
What do you think of the arguments for eating a placenta?
Guess I think I understand.
Go on.
That it's... Well, it's a nice message really, isn't it? Because the placenta once was the conduit for food. And now it has
the gatekeeper
become the food.
I mean, they have it in many different forms, apparently. So people can have it in fruit smoothies not long after the birth, blended. I don't know where you get the blender from. I don't know if you like ask the nurses if they have
this. This true?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. You can. It can be dried and then eaten at a later date,
like chilies.
Yeah. You can have it in the form of capsules as well.
Capsules.
They can like put it in like pills.
Are they set up to capsulize the placenta in all hospitals?
I assume you'd have to get an independent company to do it.
Right.
I don't know that they're set up to... I don't think there's a placenta pill making...
wing of their hospital. There wasn't in the hospitals I've worked
in. It's like, what's that half of the hospital? It's like, don't ask questions. Please.
Placenta eating. Mice take this a step further, don't they? And they'll actually eat a couple of their babies.
Oh, you've got to eat a couple of your babies.
Yeah. I just wonder, do mice really love their children? Because if they do, then I'm just wondering if they can ever love their children as much as we do. Because they eat some of their children.
I mean,
imagine if they did love their babies as much as us, that would be really horrible.
God, that would be horrible. I mean, what is love to a mouse? As in, we have no idea, right?
Right.
Or do they have the same concept as love as we do, or are they just acting on instinct?
I wonder if they experience any resistance
to eating.
Yeah. In some form or another, and they're kind of
no,
a bit
don't do
torn.
It. Do it. No, don't. This is like
on each shoulder.
Devil mouse and angel mouse.
Yeah. I suppose I suppose that the difference between the mouse and the human then is that the human also has the eat, don't eat the baby on their shoulder, but the don't eat is much higher.
Yeah, as in you think bigger. All humans do have an eat the baby, but it's just very, very quiet.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I imagine it's a spectrum.
To the point
right?
where you probably don't even, most people don't notice it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's there, but subconsciously. It's there,
especially for some people.
Yeah. And you just find yourself just sort of like licking your lips and just, and your tummy's rumbling a bit. Right. And you're just like, huh.
Constantly. That's weird. Salt and pepper.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
It's like, and it's just sneezing. Honey, what are you doing? So like, I am very confused. I am as confused as you are.
Would you like children?
Yes. I want 15 children.
Okay. What are their names?
Alex, Sarah, Elrond, Frisbee, Hockey, Jemima, Lindsay, Laurie.
Nice.
Galena, Timothy, Brendan, and Violet.
Uh-huh. That's 12. There's three more.
And then the twins.
Ah, the twins, yeah.
Rachel and Rigby.
Uh-huh.
And finally, of course, Bushting.
Okay.
But I need 15.
Oh, what for?
I've got big plans. Can't really talk about it right now.
Are you worried that I'm going to be so enticed by your big plans that I'll scupper them and have 15 children?
I don't know. It's just that, you know.
Because I will.
It would be nice to join the traveling circus and to train each of them in a art form.
Oh, a nomadic life.
A nomadic life with the circus kids.
And would you let them choose their art form, or would you choose it
as long
for
as it's
them?
Circus related.
I see.
It has to be a circus related art form.
What if one of them wanted to do something outside of the circus?
Like what?
Dentistry.
They can do circus dentistry. They can do clown dentistry.
I guess clowns have teeth.
Clowns do have enormous teeth.
Comically sized teeth.
One of them would make comically sized shoes. He'd be a, what they called, what's a shoemaker
cobbler?
Called? A cobbler. There'd be a big cobbler. There'd have to be someone.
The cobbler's big? Or the, no, the shoes are big for the clown. The
shoes are big, but the cobbler will also have to be. My biggest child will become the cobbler for the clowns.
Okay.
And he'll be the best damn clown cobbler this side of Mississippi. We'll move to one side of Mississippi.
We're already on one side of Mississippi.
That's true. I don't need to move. Okay. Excellent. Should we introduce the first sketch?
Yeah.
Okay. The first sketch today is called English. Hello, good morning. I'm here for the teaching interview.
Ah, Mr. Harrison. Will you work at my school or not?
Oh, I mean, yes, I'd love to.
Marvelous, Mr. Harrison. I shall inform the chemistry department that you will be joining them post-haste.
Oh, no, Headmaster. I'm afraid I'm here to teach English.
Afraid? English. English. Yes, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Be not afraid, Mr. Harrison, for chemistry at my school is taught in English.
No, you don't understand, Headmaster. I'm not a chemistry teacher.
But you do teach English.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
And is English not as much a science as, say, quantum mechanics?
No, I don't think...
For is English not the language in which all science is taught? Not just chemistry, you see, but biology and physics too. Wait, let me check. It is. In fact, only Miss Lopez's lessons are not taught in English. She teaches maths. In Czech.
Headmaster.
Mr. Harrison, I sense hesitation, but really, there is no need, for I notice you already speak English very well. If Miss Lopez was able to learn Czech, I have no doubts that you can learn English.
I teach English, Headmaster. I am not here to learn it.
But lessons are free to you as a member of staff, Mr. Harrison, and we have many good English teachers who will gladly take you on. Mr. Pietrovich, Mrs. Constantinopoulos, and Miss English. Of course, that is not her real name. No, we call her Miss English, as her real name cannot be pronounced by an English tongue, and I will not utter it here. Though we are from the same place. And I am one of a few able to pronounce it, but I will stop bragging, for there is no time. Will you teach, or will you not teach? There is no other option, Mr. Harrison.
Well, I'm sorry, Headmaster, but I must go.
Mr. Harrison, please! Oh, there goes another one. I must be losing my touch. Who is it? Come in, Miss English.
That was English.
That was English.
English.
Would you go to a school reunion? And if so, what would you pretend to be?
Assuming I'd be too embarrassed to tell them what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Obviously, you're not going to tell them what you do now. That's embarrassing. What lie would you tell?
I don't know if I'd want to go to a school reunion.
I'll come with you, with a gun to your back.
Oh, all right, I guess we're going.
And you see your enemy across the room, and your enemy approaches. Your Draco Malfoy approaches and says, Schumann, what are you up to now? What are you driving? He'll say.
And I'll say...
You notice he's wearing a very expensive watch.
Oh, is it?
And suit.
Yeah, I'd compliment him. He obviously needs the love.
That'll get him.
I'd kill him with kindness.
Exactly. This is it.
I said, that's lovely. What lovely items of clothing you have. You're obviously doing very well for yourself. What job do you do?
I design puppies.
Sorry?
I design puppies. I'm a puppy genetic engineer. And I get to play with the puppies, and I earn a lot of money.
Wow.
With it.
How?
I look forward to going to work every day.
Yeah. See, this would kill me. I couldn't. I don't think I could take that.
I am gun to so my back or not. Happy.
I think I'd probably wrestle you for the gun. If I lose, I get killed. No big deal. If I win, I get
Why
out of there.
Why can't you just accept that your enemy is happy? What are you up to at the moment, then? Do you also work in puppy engineering, or are you more in kitten engineering? You don't look well.
Ooh.
Are you okay?
What is that pain?
It's
right by where my appendix is, which I know because I'm a doctor, you know. And
are you? Oh no!
You better call an ambulance. In fact, don't worry, I'll call an ambulance.
Don't worry, I'm also a trained surgeon. Let me have a look at that.
No, really, there's really no need.
No. Yes, you're right. I'll whip that out for you. 1 second. Let me just surgical bag. Puppies. Ho!
Oh, this is really very nice and thoughtful, but you
bite down on
to.
This.
I don't want to.
Bite down on this. Bite down on this. Okay. This is going to be very painful.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, it wasn't the appendix. There it is. Okay. Everything looks good in there. Let me just rummage around. Ooh, what is that? Oh, we better take that out. Better know what that is. Okay, all right. And I'll just sew you back up. And there we have it. Oh, you're oozing a bit. No problem. I'll just put a pressure bandage on there. Okay, up you get. You smashed that. Well done.
I got out of the conversation. That was actually preferable to experiencing the shame of my nemesis being happy. Happier than me.
Right. And he took out your kidney. He didn't know what it was. He was
lying.
Oh,
wow. He's not even a good... He's not even a good surgeon. Ha!
Yeah.
I know the difference between a kidney and an appendix. Fucking idiot. Most days of the week.
So basically, if you had a choice, you wouldn't go to your school reunion.
No.
But if I forced you to go, you would.
But as in, I can't
see... What's the career you say you have?
But hang on, what's the career I say I have?
Yeah.
Say I'm a comedian. Comedy writer.
You wouldn't say, like, space cowboy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's way more fun.
Dr. Cowboy.
Space cowboy.
Space doctor.
I'm Jeff Bezos's space doctor.
Yes.
We just got back from space.
Yes, he did go to space recently. He went with...
A mate?
His brother.
Okay.
An 18-year-old who was the son of some money person.
And
an 82 or 80, a woman in her 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can go to space in your 80s.
Apparently.
She must be very fit and healthy.
Yeah.
I swear you have to have quite good physiology to withstand space. People die in space.
Jeff Bezos, he goes to his seat and his brother's just sat in it. And his brother's like, oh, I already put my stuff here. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Are you paying for the trip? I knew you would hold this against me.
I'm not holding it against you. I'm just saying that at the end of the day, I literally rule the earth.
I don't care.
And
I offered
to get
chutzpah. I offered to pay for the drinks on the flight.
Oh yes. Oh yes, the drinks. What a lovely gesture.
You can get whatever you want.
I couldn't afford the drinks. I never mind that I paid for this this space program, the ship, the fuel, the snacks.
You're always going on about it, okay?
All I ask for is a little bit of courtesy.
I'd rather just not be on here if you're just going to be like this forever. How long can I expect for you to rub it in my face?
You're sitting in my seat now, just like you sat in my seat when we used to go to school. Everybody knew that I should be in the front. I'm half an inch taller, and what? I need the leg room. Just because you're older doesn't mean that you get to...
Don't lie. It's just because you get car sick. Because you're a loser. You're wearing one of those wrist things that stops you being sick.
Some evidence that they work.
No, I don't... All right, if they work so well, then just go and sit behind me. In the seat that you gave your elder brother. The head of the family. I should be sitting at the front. You think you're so much better than me.
If I throw up, it's going to hit you if you're sitting in front.
I don't. It will go behind onto the 18-year-old.
No, it won't. It will go forward.
It's been his life dream to go on this flight.
As long as we've stopped accelerating.
No. Okay, fine. Maybe you're right, okay? I didn't study aerospace engineering. I studied puppy engineering.
Because you're a fool. You're a fool.
There is money in puppies.
You could have had Amazon.
There is money in puppies. You'll see.
Oh, there's no money.
It's a fad. Yours is a billion fad. People are always going to want puppies being engineered. Well, I'm going to go to the toilet, and I want this seat here when I'm back.
Well, you want
my
seat
still. Excuse me, 18-year-old, could you look after my laptop whilst I go to the toilet?
Nah, I'm counting all my money. I'm busy.
Is that your money as well? Do you think you're better than me as well? Is everyone on here better than me?
Yes.
Yes.
I am. I'm 82 and I'm better than you.
I have no brother. Why didn't you invite Mum and Dad?
They're in the back. Boys, cut it out. Oh, which way, Jeff, are you taking the spaceship to space? Well, I'm just going to go through the stratosphere. Oh, I wouldn't go that way.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wouldn't go that way. It's going to be very particly this time of year.
I was just going to put it into the sat-nav.
The sat-nav? Is that what the sat-nav's saying?
Yeah, the sat-nav says go straight through the stratosphere.
Oh, I wouldn't go that way.
Towards, heading towards the moon.
The moon?
Yeah.
You want to go... You know it's July.
Could you stop kicking my seat?
You know it's July.
Who is kicking my seat?
Boys!
How is there a screaming child on this plane? How is there... Who brought this screaming child on this plane? Just, please, boom. Air host S-man.
Hello, I'm the air host S-man.
There is a screaming child on this, but I thought that I knew everyone who was coming on this flight.
Yes.
There was going to be an elderly woman, a rich 18-year-old, my waste of space of a brother, and me, Jeffrey Bezos.
And your parents.
King of humanity.
Your parents are in the back as well. And there's a screaming baby.
Yes, whose baby is this?
Yeah, that's actually my baby, Mr. Bezos. I know you asked for the best air host S-man, and I'm...
I didn't ask for the best, but...
I am he.
At this cost.
And... Well, Mr. Bezos, the next best air host person.
Did Branson have to deal with this?
I can't comment on Mr. Branson's space adventures.
This better not be his baby.
Oh, no. No, it's my baby. It's my baby.
Okay.
He's going to be the youngest person in space.
Are you joking?
Yeah, he is.
I'm carrying an 18-year-old. I promised his father that he would be the youngest person in space.
He's busy carrying his money. He doesn't even know he's going to space.
Oh,
he's not going to appreciate it, Jeff. Can I call you Jeff? He's not going to appreciate it, Jeff. I'm just saying that I brought my baby along. One, because no one else could look after it for a year. And so I thought,
No one else could look after.
Yeah, I know. Everyone was busy for the next year.
Okay, fine.
Can you imagine?
All right.
You know what it is? It's this modern life. I mean, we make things more and more convenient for each other. Like, there's all kinds of massive companies now that make things more convenient. But I can't think of a single one.
What type of companies? What are you thinking about?
Like Deliveroo. But the thing is that it doesn't actually make things more convenient. People are just busier.
Buy Deliveroo.
People are just busier, you know?
Do we own Deliveroo? We own Deliveroo. We don't. Get it. Buy it. I want it. I want it now. Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, I was just saying that, like, you know, we try and make things more convenient.
We do. Like, convenience. Massive... People want convenience. Did you see Wall-E?
Yes,
I saw Wall-E and I thought we need that we need that for humanity.
Yeah.
Okay, I want instant everything for humanity.
Yes.
Okay, but I also want to go to space. There are two things that Jeff Bezos believes in. One, convenience and peace for all. Two, I go to space. Me alone.
No, alone.
Me, Jeff Bezos, I will go to space. Yeah, mate, I wanted to go. You know what? I did want to go alone.
Why didn't you go alone?
I couldn't afford it. Don't tell my brother. I couldn't afford,
the drinks.
To go on my own. Look, just bring me the most expensive drink you've got.
Okay.
So that I can see my brother sweat. Do you do lobster? Do you have the lobster?
We have lobster-flavored space food.
Okay, we'll get rid of it. I'm allergic.
Okay.
Throw it out the window.
Okay, it's gone, Mr. Bezos.
Okay, excellent.
Mr. Bezos, the lobster-flavored space food was the only food we
had. Oh, you're joking. He knows I'm allergic to lobster. I'm allergic to all rich people food. The irony.
That is so cruel. Let me guess. Cruel.
You've only got black caviar left.
Well, actually, Mr. Bezos, we don't have anything left. That lobster
what?
Food. You told me to throw out the lobster food and that's it. We're gone.
Oh,
we're done.
Oh, my God.
This is a suicide mission now. We will not return in time to feast. We will die out here and eat each other. But my son will always be the youngest person in space.
I can't believe this.
Yes. Now that you are here, Mr. Bezos.
Can we watch Wall-E at least?
Yeah, we can watch Wall-E.
Can you put Wall-E on the screen? Why am I sharing a screen with everyone? This is ridiculous.
Mr. Bezos,
I'm sorry, and where's my complimentary hot towel? We didn't get a single safety announcement.
Well,
I don't know where my nearest fire exit is.
We're past.
And I have no idea how to deploy the inflatable boats and slides.
Ah.
Okay.
I see what's happened here, Mr. Bezos.
Yes.
You were thinking that this would be like the kind of trip you get on a boat. But it's a spaceship, Mr. Bezos. And we do not have inflatable slides, for there is no water. We do not have complimentary hot towels, for there is no towels.
Can you at least sell me some cheap perfume?
Yeah, we got that.
Okay, thank God. I'll take Bold by Bezos.
Now that you know it's over, though, Mr. Bezos, and you're staring into the abyss, what do you think? How is life?
Was
it all right?
I won't die.
No, you're gonna die.
No, I can't die. You don't understand. You have no idea.
Okay.
Why do you think I keep a low profile?
Because
I'm doing things that you could never imagine, air hostess man. You and my brother have no idea what I do in my spare time. You don't think I could survive space? Huh?
We're past PSR, point of safe return.
Right.
We can't go back.
Yeah.
We cannot colonize another planet. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. What's this planet over here? This looks good. Hang on. Let me just land this thing.
Okay.
I'm also the pilot.
Busy man.
Cosmonaut.
Baby's sleeping pretty well.
All right. Hang on, everyone. Seatbelt's on. It's bumpy. And...
Can we smoke?
We're on.
Can we smoke? I'm going to smoke.
Whoever's smoking, can you stop, please?
Oh, for God's sake.
You can smoke when we get outside. There are designated smoking areas wherever you designate them because this is a new planet.
All right.
All right, here will be the smoking area.
Okay.
Everything else is non-smoking.
Are we still on the plane or are we off the plane?
We're off the plane. Boat.
Okay, good.
Are you feeling heavier or lighter?
I'm starting to feel a little bit crushed.
Crushed?
Yeah.
By mass, by weight.
Yeah. Air's a little thin out here.
You're getting a lot shorter and smaller and compact.
Okay, one sec. Let me just activate my Bezos suit.
You wouldn't happen to have a spare one of those, would you, Jeff?
I would not. When I was making them, I thought, I'm one person. One I will make.
One person should have all the things.
Yes. All right, well, the next sketch is donation.
Everybody on the ground, get on the ground!
All right, here's what's going to happen. You are going to listen to my sermon on Matthew 5, verse 7 from my King James Bible. Then I'm going to pass around the collection plate and you will kindly put in what you can afford as a donation to my upkeep as your village vicar.
You are surrounded!
It's the pigs!
Come out with your hands up, your collar off, and leave your rosary beads inside. If we see rosary beads, we will shoot you.
I have hostages. Sacrificial lambs.
Okay. What do you want?
I want to finish my sermon on Matthew 5, verse 7. Then we will pass around the collection plate.
Vicar, we know you're struggling. We're sorry, but nobody is going to listen to one of your boring-ass sermons. Let's be reasonable about this. There are plenty of opportunities right now in big data. You might just have to retrain. I know a little Java myself, and it's come in handy on more than one occasion.
I can't. I'm too old. It'll take me years to be industry ready.
Hey, with quick and easy online courses, you'll be industry ready in 3 to 4 months.
That sounds incredibly reasonable.
I know. And you know what else sounds reasonable? You can apply today for a loan to cover your tuition, but you won't pay back until you're earning 28k a year.
Where can I learn more?
www.bigdatarevolution.gov.uk or pop in to your local job center to speak to a big data representative.
My future doesn't seem so uncertain anymore. I'm coming out.
Get on the ground, hands on the ground.
Big data, retrain today with a government loan. With courses in Python, R and Java, you'll be on your way to a brighter tomorrow. Visit bigdatarevolution.gov.uk for more information.
Big data loans.
Where's it got now, huh?
That was donation. Are the church in danger of running out of money? The Catholic Church, they're loaded, right?
As in, yes. I don't know who is rich. The Pope is rich, right?
I think it's just, you know, just the Catholic Church in general.
The Catholic Church as a body is rich, but is a bishop rich? Do you get a yacht when you become a bishop?
I reckon the Pope has a yacht.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about any...
The Pope.
I'm not talking about the Pope. I'm talking about any, you know, your run-of-your-mill bishop. Can only move diagonally.
What about archbishops?
They have yachts.
Yeah.
Or at least a small...
Famously.
Or at least a dinghy.
Speedboats.
A small speedboat in case they need to get away from...
the Protestants.
Yeah.
Because the Protestant church has less money, right, than the Catholic church, I
think
assume.
So.
How much richer is the Catholic church than the Protestant church?
A banker's best guess about the Vatican wealth put it at 10 to 15 billion.
That's quite a lot. That's just the Vatican. Do they have all the money?
It's not disclosed, but the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormons.
200 billion.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So the Catholic Church is poor. It only has 15 billion.
So we should be worried then about the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Running
we should
out.
We should start a car wash or a lemon stand. What do you think the Pope spends most of his money on?
Like foot scrub? Doesn't he wash a lot of feet? He washes his feet. He washes the feet of...
Washes other people's feet.
Other less fortunate people. I think so.
We've got 10 foot scrubbings for you today, Mr. Pope.
And 15 more in the afternoon.
We've got one cancellation, but someone's come in. We managed to give it to someone last minute.
Probably going to fill it, yeah.
Sandra apologises, but she has to go to her son's parents' evening.
With dirty feet. She's horribly embarrassed about it. And horribly
big toe looks infected.
Big toe is infected. It needs a good scrubbing.
She'll come in tomorrow morning. Get here early.
I hope that by then the nail won't have to be removed.
No. Then we'll have to talk to the Protestants because only they remove nails. We only clean feet here at the Catholic Church.
Oh, I really hope it doesn't have to come off. I can't be talking with it. Do you know how many foot scrubbings I've got?
Yes, I'm your personal secretary.
When are we going to fit in a conversation with the Protestants?
Well, my brother butlers for the Protestant leader, so I could talk to him.
You know what? Get him on the phone. Let's just sort this out now. I'll call him.
But what if we don't need to remove the nail? I could ring Sandra first and ask if the nail needs removing. That would save us having to talk to the Protestant church in the first place.
She's not going to know. Let's just get it over with, just in case.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
It's the Pope.
Very funny. Who is it, really?
No.
Is this you, Derek?
No,
this isn't very funny.
Not, this really is the Pope. Pope.
Pope.
Pope Francis. Your Pope.
You are not my Pope. I will not. This
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
What do you want? Is it money? I'm not giving you any money. Okay? We've been through this.
But
we receive a generous donation from the Church of Latter-day Saints, who are worth 200 billion.
You don't know that. They haven't disclosed that.
I do. I put it on Wikipedia.
Well, look, things are not going so well over here.
Oh, what a shame.
So you know what? You can look down your nose at us.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day...
That right red wine finally giving you gout, has it?
You're always going on about how we oppressed you, but you've learned nothing. You've learned nothing. You've learned nothing about peace, about communion, about either of those things.
We are so... not on the same wavelength anymore. We started out not too dissimilar.
No.
We killed some of yours, you killed some of ours.
No.
Kings and queens beheaded many, but we are further apart than ever. What is it you want? Why did you call me?
Well, you know something? I would like just...
I can't believe they voted you in.
I would like just once to be able to call up the Protestants for nail bed removal without...
Oh, you want nail bed removal.
But that's not the only thing I want. Okay, without the attitude, without... Why does it have to be all this?
It's so much. Do you know how many foot scrubbings I have today? 25.
Ooh.
25 foot scrubbings.
25 foot scrubbings.
Listen, I'm not. It's not a competition. I'm not boasting. Mm. I'm just saying.
Do you know
I'm
how long really it takes busy. To remove a nail compared to scrubbing feet?
No,
I wish I could scrub feet, okay? What I do is serious.
Oh, I see. Yeah. A foot scrubbing, getting down on your hands and knees. You think you're so fucking above it. You stand up to do nail bed removal.
I do.
Raising chairs.
That's a rumor.
You do. No, you do. No, you do. You do. It was in the Daily Mail. And I get down on my hands and knees to scrub feet. Okay. Because I'm not above my fellow man. Yes, I may live in a castle which has a wealth of 10 to 15 billion. I can't disclose that. But in many respects, I am just like my common man.
Do you remember that time you accidentally went onto the balcony naked, though?
It was a joke. I knew I didn't do it by accident.
Two in the morning, stumbling all over the place.
It was a
yelling
joke.
Football chants.
It was a joke because I'm not.
You're not even part of Italy. Vatican City didn't win the Euros.
I see every Catholic as my brother or sister. Or mother.
Just the Catholics. So it's just the Catholics, is it?
I see everyone as God's children.
What about us? What about the Protestants?
Even the Protestants. Even God
liar.
Had to
you
have
liar.
Some,
you
some rude,
liar.
Cynical children. That's what God got from the Protestants.
You know what? You're going a funny way about getting me to remove a nail for you.
Well,
let me guess.
Like...
It's Sandra. Yeah. You know what? She's been in touch with me directly. And you know what? She... did not have to go to a parents' evening at all today. Say hello, Sandra. See?
No.
She bypassed you completely. She said, and I quote, "Your feet scrubbing is below par. All the popes previously, even the one that retired, gave much better foot scrubs, apparently."
That's just one
She says
person's
she can hardly
opinion.
Even feel that you're there.
That's just one person's opinion.
It's Sandra's opinion.
That's just, yeah, that's just Sandra's opinion.
Yeah, it is Sandra's
Sandra
opinion.
Who is apparently... a liar, God will forgive, but a liar, and you know what?
Oh, don't worry, she'll just confess it.
She better.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, she'll confess it, and then you'll tell her to do, like, what, a Hail Mary, and then magically poof.
Oh, gosh, yes. It would be so terrible if we could apologize for our sins. I can't wait for the day that you confess, except it's going to take weeks, and I'll be sweaty and hot in the box, and I'll resent the day I became the Pope.
I will not set foot in your confessional, even if I had to confess that I didn't believe in the Lord Almighty himself.
I hope you're listening, God. Did you hear that?
Why don't you crawl back to your catacombs? So Sandra's here.
They built my catacomb yesterday.
They built your catacomb yesterday?
They built my catacomb yesterday, and... all it's made me realise is that, Pope or not, I'm going to die. I'm not going to be around forever.
Took you this long to come around to that, did it?
It's terrifying. A catacomb with my name on it.
Whereabouts in the catacomb did you get
one? Next to Ratzinger.
Oh, you're joking.
I know. I'm cut up about it. I'm sorry. This is why I've been so... I'm just worked up. And I know I'll be going to the Kingdom of Heaven, obviously.
Obviously,
but it's pretty good down here.
It is nice down here.
You
right.
ever seen my robes?
Yes, I have seen your robes.
They're nice, aren't they?
When we go to the denominational games, you always show me your robe.
Oh, yeah.
And they always have to announce you last, and everyone claps the loudest. How do you think that makes me feel? How come you get to give the medals?
Heavy is the head, my friend. You don't want to be me. You think you do, but you don't. It's not all fun and games.
You're just saying that
look,
to make me feel better.
No, listen. The time I went out to the balcony naked at 2 a.m.
to celebrate Italy winning the football, yeah.
I didn't even know the football was on. I was a mess. I tore off my robes. I couldn't take it anymore. And I ran to the edge because I thought I could end it.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't. It was the day they told me they were going to be building my catacomb.
Is that what triggered you to go over the edge, do you think?
Yeah, I forgot all about the football.
I'm glad you're telling
me
this.
I didn't even get to watch it.
I'm really glad that you're talking, that you're being open about this, actually. I know we don't see eye to eye, and I apologise that I think I started off this conversation quite aggressively because, you know, I haven't forgiven you for what happened at my brother's barbecue. And
I scrubbed too hard. I know. I wish I hadn't.
you did pay to, for him to see the best foot surgeon this side of Mississippi, but and we appreciated that, but it still doesn't take away what you did.
I just couldn't stop scrubbing. I couldn't stop scrubbing, and then even after there was no traction
Please
left
don't.
On
I don't
his
want to
feet,
imagine.
And he slipped on the patio.
Stop it. I don't want to think about it again.
I'm sorry.
I see it in my nightmare.
I thought I brought the soft scrubber, not
I
the sandpaper.
I can't get the blood off the church floor. I can't believe we barbecued inside the church.
What were we thinking? But in listen, a house of God.
You, at the end of the day, are a holy man. And I am a holy man.
I am unworthy.
And will it make you feel better for me to tell you that I don't even get a catacomb? I have to be buried, I presume. No one's ever told me. I keep asking. Like, what happens when I die? Will you bury me in
a Oh, you don't want to know.
Could I get a catacomb?
Oh, you're asking the wrong question.
And they just laugh at me and walk out. And they always keep making Martin Luther jokes, and I don't get any of them.
I get it too. Don't you think I get it too? There's people nailing notes to the front of the Vatican door.
Saying
we
what?
Don't know when they're doing it. Saying they're Lutherans.
That might be my granddaughter. My granddaughter does. She goes to university in Italy. Just
well, could you get her to stop, please? Because it's an embarrassment. Every day I go to get the post, and I pick up all my letters, and I look up thinking, ah, surely today a Lutheran wouldn't have nailed a note to the front door of the Vatican. Surely the colossal amount of security would have caught them this time. But no, there's always a note there.
Oh yeah, your colossal security and their billowy pants. They're going to be helpful, aren't they? Oh, sorry. Sorry, bad habit. We were going backwards. Yeah,
they'd have you some. Sorry.
They would
sorry,
not.
Sorry.
They
sorry,
would.
Sorry.
What did you
know how
what
tough
did
they
you
are?
Just
they,
say?
They are so strong. They know Krav Maga.
They
My
do
Swiss
not,
Guard
they are,
could lift a car. He's so strong.
That's not what he's, your personal one. What,
my Swiss Guard.
What makes him the best one? The billowiest pants.
No,
is
he
it?
Can lift the biggest car.
Oh, yeah.
He, they all spent, oh they all went my. Around lifting up the Fiat 500s
garish.
On the road. And
oh, a Fiat 500. Oh, right. I could lift a Fiat 500.
Yeah, well,
Oh, you're going to tell me next? It's like, oh, they can all carry a Vespa under each arm. It's
they
like,
can.
Yes, that's the whole point of owning a Vespa. Look, I've got to get back to Sandra's nail because if this stays in for a second too long, we could be looking at some kind of sepsis situation.
Oh, one second. Hang on. Sandra. Sandra?
What? Sandra, what are you doing? Why are you... What's wrong?
Hi. Oh, now you can be in conversation with both of us, yeah.
Amputated? Jesus.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'm sure I'll be able to fill the slot. Thank you, though. All right. Okay, get some rest,
very,
yeah?
Very nice of you, Sandra. All
right. Well, I'm sure you heard that, because Sandra's in your room, but
yeah.
She had to have
I heard her side of it.
Amputated. The gangrene got to her everything.
Yes, I know.
So, you're off the hook.
Wait.
You conniving bastard.
So neither of us are going to treat her.
No, she doesn't need foot scrubbing.
What does she need?
Shin scrubbing.
Oh, God.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
Wait, she needs a shin scrub.
Fucking
she needs to have her foot amputated.
She's had it. It's got chopped off. You
but she's
it.
In my room.
I know. The Swiss Guard did it. They're like ninjas. I told you. They know Krav Maga.
One of the Swiss Guards has chopped off Sandra's leg.
Yeah, he's a medical expert. You could see the gangrene from a mile away. Then he ran a mile.
That is so like him to do this.
Yeah. Well, it's all taken care of.
All right. Well,
I learned something today.
So did I. Are you going to the Mormon church's barbecue in a few weeks?
Might make an appearance. I've got a few things that night, actually.
Oh, like what?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, you know,
nothing fancy.
I don't want to
know.
You don't have. He doesn't have anything.
Nothing
he?
Big.
He doesn't have anything.
I will try. I'll
Text
see
me.
If I can be
Text
there.
Text me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's been nice to talk to you.
Oh yeah.
Take
no
it hard easy. Feelings.
No.
For anything, I guess.
All right. See you later, sinner.
What did you say?
Beep.
All right. So, Adam.
Yeah,
it's your birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
Although it will have been your birthday last week when people are listening. How old are you?
I'll be 28 tomorrow.
How do you feel about being 28?
It's fine.
How do you feel about...
I don't like the number
28. Because to a lot of people listening, 28 is very young. But to some people, it may seem like you're...
Edging towards the grave.
Exiting one phase of your life and entering another phase of your life.
Okay.
You're in season 3 of Friends.
Oh, season 3 is pretty good.
They're like 28, 29-ish. And
yeah, so what you're saying, I don't have an apartment in Manhattan, so...
No, I'm just saying. It's okay. They had many more seasons in them of fun. Of course, everyone knows that after Friends ended, it was no longer fun. Because then you have to live through Joey, the sitcom.
Yeah.
Do you want to plan each other's funerals?
I could do.
Okay. Catacomb.
You want to be buried in a catacomb?
No, I'm planning yours.
Oh, we get to plan each other's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Catacomb. Yeah. The Simpsons theme tune playing.
Yes.
As you're lowered to the ground.
Yes.
Into the catacomb.
With a live orchestra.
With a live orchestra. Yes. Who also get put down there with you.
Oh, wow. And they just keep on playing until they run out of air.
Yeah. And an enormous bust of your face as a tombstone. Your pre-wrinkled face.
Oh, my gosh.
Your young face.
Thank you.
And some kind of Jim Morrison tribute act to play as well.
A Jim Morrison lookalike?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's my funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next up, it's Phil's funeral. Sponsored by Catacomb Limited. When you need a catacomb for next day, come on down to Catacomb Limited. We've got catacombs, and we've also got double glazing. We're out of double glazing.
It's just catacombs.
Come on down to Jeff's catacombs, underneath the Vatican, inside the catacombs. Okay, anyway, what were we saying?
My funeral. I'd have you buried in the Shire in New Zealand. Your funeral's going to take place in New Zealand.
God, I didn't go to that much effort for you.
Yeah, I know.
Where would you bury me in the Shire?
That's why I hope I die first. Where would I bury you in the Shire?
You'll die first.
I'd bury you in the garden of Bag End of Bilbo's house. I'd also I'd bury you with a tape recorder or a Bluetooth speaker that just makes... like tapping noises and calls out, is anybody up there? I'm still here.
I'd like that.
Could you let me out? And it would just play for weeks. So people are going to hear it and they'll keep digging you up.
Can you also put in
the last joke?
Can you put in like a bell and a string as well, like they used to?
Have
it so that it's just motor, always going off.
Yes. Oh, and there'll be a special guest appearance if he's still alive from Hans Zimmer. Who will come and conduct the Planet Earth 2 theme.
Yes.
And that's when we'll lower you down.
Mate, that'll bring you back to life. Yeah, if you do that, that's how you raise the dead. Let's play that absolute banger. Wow. What a man.
Yeah.
More Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
Whoever brings that in as a policy has my vote immediately.
Wow.
I know. I don't care what the other policies are. More Hans Zimmer.
Can you demand more from an artist like Hans Zimmer, though?
No, we'll make more. Then we'll clone him.
Oh, right.
Yeah. More Hans Zimmer.
At least three more Hans Zimmers.
At least three more Hans Zimmers, and we'll take it from there. We can always get rid of them if we made too many. Why not make four? Why not make...
How would we get rid of them? Step on them.
Yeah.
All right.
This has been wonderful.
This has been a lovely, uplifting episode.
It's Cold Plates. It's Cold Plates. We've had a wonderful time. It's sketching out. But now it's time to dine. We had some laughs. We had some fun. We had our ice packs under our bums. And now it's time to end, my friend. But join us next week
for episode
10.
Actually, I was quite impressed. That's
all right. But before we see you next time,
and to ensure a next time, and many more times, log on to Spotify and follow us, log on to Apple Podcasts and give us a rating and a comment, please.
Do it. Please, do it.
It would really help us out. Follow us on social media.
Which is on the website, coldplatescomedy.com.
Absolutely.
Sign up for the newsletter where we'll send you funny stuff.
Get news.
We'll send you funny stuff.
Yeah.